Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shurim, the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim. We are in Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, B'siyata B'shmai, the Shishvi special Chus for Avi Morvim Morasi. In the previous Shir, we asked a number of kashas. And now we will add one more, that the Chinuch says in Mitzvah Tavkov Samach Beis, that this mitzvah of Losidro Shlomo V'tavasim Kol Yamecha, not to seek out the peace and the welfare of Ammon and Moab, is only bizacharim, is only with the males. Who are those who wage war? The Minchas Chinuch is Tameya, that we saw from the Hagos Memonios, the Kesef Mishnah, the Medrash that we discussed in the previous shir, that this Isser of Drisha Shalom even applies Shalom B'Shas Melchama. And therefore it's not only the Zacharim, it's even the Nekevos. We saw the Psukim with David after the king of Ammon died, and he sent to console his son. And Hashem told him, why are you consoling him? It's Ammon, and therefore there's no it says Lo Sidro Shlomo Tavasim Kol Yamecha, you're not allowed to seek out their peace. So you see that it's Lav Dafka B'Shas Melchama. So why does the Sefer HaChinuch say that it's specifically B'Shas Melchama, and therefore it's B'Zecharim, Shehim B'nei Melchama, it should even be Nekevus, Lav Dafka Melchama. So, says Rav Manzitzal, that the Minchas Chinuch asks, how do the Monei HaMitzvahs know that it's a lav? How do you know a Sidro Shlomo Tavasim Kol Yamecha is a lav? Maybe it's just a shlila. Maybe it's just telling you that there's no mitzvah of Kriya Shalom. The other nations, there's a mitzvah to call out in peace. But these nations, there's no mitzvah to call out and make peace with them. How do you know that it's mamish and iser? Maybe it's just telling you that there's no mitzvah to make vikro l'shalom. But who says it's aser? Tosis and Zevachim talks about the samach vav amar alef tibur maschel ameyata. Rechem Fisher Perlan and Rasaglos say rei samach kimmel. So, we can explain as follows, that what's the idea of calling out b'shalom? So, as I hope to get to in a future shir, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, the idea is that there's a great toelis for us when we have peace. There's toelis for the Jewish people. And therefore, we call out in peace, because instead of achieving our goals at war, we'd rather achieve the same goals when we have peace. Much better to have peace. So this is a tremendous toelis for us. So why shouldn't we have this toelis with Ammon and Moav also? So it must be that it's aser. That according to the Sefer HaChinuch, who learns that the idea is that we're going to get toelis from peace, and we want to achieve this toelis for ourselves, this benefit, and the Torah forbids us when it comes to Ammon and Moav, it must be that it's aser. It must be that it's coming to tell us a lav. And that's all but Drisha Shalom, Avalinyan Tovasam, when it comes to seeking out their welfare, the welfare of Ammon and Moav, there's no hechreach. We don't have to say that it's aser. Maybe it's just shlila. Because the idea is, the Torah is telling us, sheyesh po shlilat hanaga enoshit me'Ammon u'Moav, that it's negating a humane way of relating to Ammon and Moav. Ammon and Moav did terrible things to us, and therefore Torah commands us not to have a hanaga enoshit towards them. Like it says in the Medrash Rabbah brought by the Ramban, we saw in the previous shir, Zokala Amu Bzuya. So therefore, since they're an Amaka Amkalo Bzuya, they're this disgraceful nation, so therefore they don't deserve this Hanagano Shit. So when it comes to seeking out peace, which we have a benefit from, the Torah tells us no, so why not get the benefit? So it must be that it's Aser. And when it comes to Tovasam, it's not necessarily Aser. It's just saying that it's not Roy to relate to them in a Bahanagai no sheet. And therefore we're also noeg harigas taf, which doesn't apply to other nations, because they don't have the normal, we don't have the normal standards of relating to them as we would to anybody else. And therefore im yirtzu, says the Ramban, horgim es hataf, and therefore you can't have kriyas shalom, which is a lav, and also you're not seeking out their welfare, which is noeg b'shara umos. That's not mamish and iser. And therefore the chinuch only brings the iser of lo sidur shloma. He doesn't bring the iser of lo sidur of tovasam, just shloma, because that's the only iser. The Rambam, as we will hopefully see in a future shir, learns differently. He doesn't learn that it's mitzad de to'elas for the Jewish people, but the inyan is be'etzam hashalom. There is an ideal of peace, and that's what we're trying to achieve, and therefore we're korei l'shalom. But since this ideal of peace also applies to the Jewish people, so why negate it? If there is this ideal, forget about the benefits, but there's this value of peace. Again, Mitzvah Hashem, in a future show we'll discuss this more. But if there's a value to peace, so why negate it? So it must be that it's a lav. And since Shlomam is a lav, the same pasuk talks about Tovasam. So the Chinuch doesn't bring Tovasam, he just holds that it's Shlomam. According to the Rambam, it's also Tovasam, because they're in the same pasuk. And therefore they're both Aser. And therefore also when it comes to Drisha Shalom Shalom Milchama, like the Menchas Chinuch asked, of course the pasuk is talking about Milchama, like the Sefer HaChinuch says. But just from there you learn a principle that we're not supposed to relate to them B'Hanagai Noshit. And David did so. He wanted to give chesed neged chesed. And therefore the Medrash says to him, Al titztak harve. Don't be such a tzaddik. There's no lav, there's no iser, but it's just not the right thing. So that's why the Sefer Chinuch says, Dafka b'shas milchama. It applies in general also, but just as a guide, as good advice, as appropriate behavior. Aval lo katuv, that it's aser. It's only aser when it comes to b'shas milchama, because the pasuk is talking about b'shas milchama. But it teaches us a principle, even shalot b'shas milchama. The Menchas Chinuch, he says, the lav of lo sidrosh is talking even after lachar geirus, like the lav of lo yavu amoni moavi. That they're not allowed to come b'kahal Hashem. So too, lo sidrosh shlomo tavasim is also talking about lachar geirus. Just like the reisha, al asher lo kidmu eschem b'lechem uv'mayim, they didn't come to you with bread and water. They didn't act properly towards you, so therefore the Nalad of Bibokal Hashem, even after they convert the Nalad of Mary into the Jewish people. So to the safe of Losidro Shalom V'Tovasam, even after they convert the Nalad of Bidore Shalom V'Tovasam. However, this din isn't brought in the poskim, so it's mashmat only when they're goyim. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that the Yisod Halav is that there's no Hanhaga HaMitchayevet Mechamat HaYotam Nivrim B'Tzelem, we don't relate to them in a humane way, so that's only when they're goyim. But after they become Jewish, so now we are mechuyev mitzad Yisrael, bedina Yisrael. It's a new set of laws. Until now, normally we relate to human beings with human dignity. Amun and Moav are excluded from that because of their nefarious behavior. But now that they're in the Jewish people, after they convert, so now they have a new set of laws. They're bechlal Yisrael. So memelo sidur shlomo tavasam doesn't apply to them anymore, because the issue is hanaga mitchayevet mechamat hayotam nevrim b'tzela. Not they lost, but now that they're Jewish people, now there's a new mechayev. The new mechayev is that they're Jews, and maybe we are dorei shlomo tavasam lachar giyusam. So that explains why the poskim didn't bring down the Minchas Chinuch Chiddush that lo sidur shlomo tavasam doesn't apply after gerus. That lo sidur shlomo tavasam applies even after gerus. They say no, it doesn't. The pashtus they hold it doesn't, because now they're b'dinei Yisrael. B'dinei Yisrael, you relate to them as you would to other Jews. So based on this, Rahman wanted to explain the Re'aim based on the Or Samech. We had seen the Re'aim, that we had asked on the Re'aim, that he says that from the Sukkim of David coming to, it's ascending to be Menachem, Hanun, the son of Melech Ammon. We see that when someone does a chesed for you, you're allowed to repay the chesed. But then we saw from the Medrash that he did the wrong thing. So ma pitom, that we see that you're allowed to repay a chesed when the Medrash is critical of David HaMelech. So the answer is, according to this Mahalach, that you're not allowed to be Dorei, and so what did the Or HaSamech answer? The Or HaSamech answered that there's a chiluk between a father and between the person himself and someone else and his son. To repay a chesed, you're allowed to repay to the person himself, but not to his child. Not to repay the chesed of the father to the child. So therefore, from the fact that David was only wrong on the repaying to the child, you can learn when you're repaying the person himself, it's beseder. That's what the Or HaSamech said. But we wanted to understand what's the difference. If you're allowed to repay a chesed, why shouldn't you be allowed to repay to the father or the son? What's the difference? So the answer is that you're not allowed to be Dorei Shlomim. That's an inyan en noshi bein ben adam le'adam. And this is Nasar belav et yachasut elehem ki adam. That's the lav. So that's only when the drisha shalom is mitzara adam. Avakashigam lu chesed. So when you're doing the chesed alts adam, it's aser. When you're doing the chesed alts chesed, there's no iser. So now we understand why you're allowed to repay, because it's not mitzad the adam, it's mitzad the chesed. And David HaMelech's havamina was very good. That chesed deserves a chesed. So Mimela, just if the father did a chesed for me, I'm going to do a chesed for the son, I'm going to be Dorish B'Shlomo. However, this inyan of Gmula Ben Avor Maaseh Aviv, this is Rav Man's Chiddush, which I'm not totally on board with because I don't fully understand it. Hu mitzad et yachasut enoshit. Dim lo kein ein inyan b'ven mitzad aviv. You're relating to them in a humane way. In other words, as far as the human being is concerned. Because what does the son have to do with the father? The answer is the son is the extension of the father. And therefore, by doing chesed for the son, you are relating to him as a person. Because this person is an extension of his father. Chesed that the father did, you're allowed to repay the father with a chesed, because a chesed deserves a chesed. It has nothing to do with the person. Chesed deserves a chesed in return. That's what chesed is machayev. But now the chesed is over, the guy is gone. So goodbye chesed. So why are you repaying the son? Ah, because he relates to the father. That's it, yachasut enoshit. And that's nishlal, that was negated from Ammon. So what are you doing chesed with the son for? And that's why David HaMelech was punished. Or to say differently, that the Medrash says that Tainan David was al titzdak harbe. It wasn't a lav, an explicit lav. So when you repay a chesed, it's not aser, like the Reim said. But David didn't do it because he felt a personal obligation. David didn't do it because it was his personal desire, but because he felt an obligation. Al pi Yoshev etzedek, it says al titzdak harbe. So he felt that it was the davar mutzdak to do, it was the righteous thing to do. To repay with a chesed. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, al titzdak harbe. Sheklapei Ammon. Umoav, there's no machayev. What's machayev lagabei other people? Mitzad Yosher Anoshi. Al titzdak harbe, don't be firmer than the Torah. The Torah says not to relate to them this way. Why are you relating to them this way? So if it was a lav, David would have been over. And a lav, but Chas Shalom, David was over in a lav. He wasn't over in the lav. It just says al titzdak harbe. So when you repay a chesed with a chesed, doesn't matter to the father, the son. When you repay a chesed with a chesed, you see from this whole parsha that David was just told al titzdak harbe. But it's not mamish a lav. So the chiluk isn't between father and son. The chiluk is between repaying a chesed, like the Reim said, repaying a chesed and not repaying a chesed. When you repay the chesed, it's not a lav. It's just an al titzdak harbe. When you're not repaying the chesed, it's a lav. And that we said, Linyan Gerusam, that it's not Shaykh the Isser of Shlomim v'tovasim after their mizgayer, since now there's a mechayiv mitzvah Yisrael. So we could say as follows, the Menachas Chinuch says, is a davar pashut, that this iser of tovasim applies even to nekevos, not like the iser chasnus, that doesn't apply to nekevos, where we say amoni v'lo amonis. In the Sefer Chemdis Yisrael, and lo se memches, he asks from Boaz and Rus, that Boaz was gomel chesed to Rus. Ay, it's a lav. How did he do that? If the iser tovasim is gam v'nekevos, how is Boaz so nice to Rus, who's a Moavis? Hayin barichus b'divrei kli chemda, dvarim perakres pasuk yates. So Rus converted beforehand, like we see in the Gemara Yevamis, mem zayin amud beis, hu barichus b'medrash rush, sham ayin sham, that we darish him from the psukim of amechami, etc. Lenin geirus, your nation's my nation's, she was misgeirus. And la'achar geirus, there's no iser. So we proved before that la'achar geirus, there's no iser. And that's why he was doing chesed with her. And that's why it says in Shabbos, kufid gimel amud beis, on the pasuk, perak beis, pasuk ches, v'chos sidbekin, imna roisai v'chidarka shaboz l'davik im nashim, that he tells her to be davik with his lattices, with the girls. Is it the derech of Boaz to be davik bin nashim? What's going on over here? And Relazer came, l'chaza v'tishak orpa l'chamoysa v'ruz dovka bo, amr sher l'dbuke bo. When he saw that Rus kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, and Rus clung to her, amar shari l'dbukeba, he said it's permitted to cling to her. So we have to understand pshat in the Gemara, what's the shari l'dbukeba? The Gemara is being done mitzad darko shel Boaz. What does that have to do with lihidavek im anashim? So the Gemara is very confusing. Is it talking about him clinging to her, her clinging to the lattices? What's going on over here? So the Maharsha, look there, he says that we're talking about the heter b'kal of amoni v'lo amonis. But what does that have to do with the rus dafka ba, and therefore shari l'dbuke ba? What does that have to do with the heter of amoni v'lo amonis? She likes Rus, and therefore she's Muteris. Or she likes Naomi, and therefore she's Muteris. What's going on over here? So based on what we explain, say as follows, that the Nidon is Mitzad Gemilus Chasadim im Moavis. Pasuk says Tovasam. That's the Nidon of Tidbakim im Narosa. They're going to do Tova for her. They're going to taking care of her welfare. And that the Gemara asks, what? Boaz is Davik im Hanoshim? Boaz is hanging out. He's hanging out with the ladies. He's clinging to the ladies. So even though the pasuk says tidbakim im narosai, ayin sham b'mar shavi and yankivod, but there's an iser here. There's an iser being davik b'narosai. There's an iser in doing a chesed for Moabites, because lo sidur shlomo tovasim applies to them also. Even the Nekevos. So why wasn't Boaz choshish for this Isser? What does he mean saying, kol tzidbikim narosai? So the Gemara is assuming, if he wasn't choshish for the Isser, it must be because she was a woman. And v'darko l'dabikim anashim. The Gemara says, l'echoliot. The darko to be close to the women. And that the Gemara says, kevin l'chaza. He saw that she clung to Rus, to Naomi. He said, Charlotte Bukeba. What does it mean, Rus Dafkaba? Geirus. Geirus, there's no Isser of Tovasam. No Isser of Tovasam. It's Mutter the Chesed of Tidbekinim Narosai. So it's not Pshat that he said to do Chesed for her because he was Chas V'Shalom, Chas V'Shalom. Somebody who liked the ladies, and therefore he was over the Isser. It's obviously very different than that. It's that she was Aser Al Tzmoavis. And now he's saying, no, you're allowed to be worried about her tova, because she converted. So So if that's the correct analysis of the sugya, it's mefurish in our sugya that there's no iser lachar geiris, and that there is an iser nekevas before geiris. We're talking here about a nekeva, and the whole din v'dvarim is there an iser lasot l'gmoli macheset? And the answer is yes, after she converted. So Baruch Hashem, we've made seen a lot of light in the sugya, and the Beretzos Hashem Darkenu, we will, I hope, continue in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.